Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, June 2nd, 2006. Today's message is titled, Eternal Resource. The scripture text is a familiar passage from Philippians 4, verse 19.
And my God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
This morning at 6 o'clock, I received a call from my Amish neighbor who needed a ride to check out measurements at a job site. He is an artisan stonemason and is building a decorative stone wall in a mansion under construction near Lancaster. As I waited for him, I walked through the massive house. It's in a neighborhood of equally pretentious homes set on large wooded lots. As I stood back and observed this enormous house, the Lord spoke to my heart with a daily verse, which I had committed to memory many years ago as a young believer. As I considered the tremendous disparity in living conditions all around the world, the words of a song came to mind. All of you is more than enough for all of me. For every thirst and every need, you satisfy me with your love. And all I have in you is more than enough.
We often tend to use the daily text to bring reassurance in regard to a very specific financial need. For instance, one Christian may share this promise with another who is having trouble making a car payment, stating, God will meet all your needs.
Well, I'm thankful that God indeed does meet these kinds of needs, but I feel in our tendency to apply the verse in this way, we may limit the rich extent of the truth of this verse. The Apostle Paul is writing from prison and expressing thanks to the Philippian believers for their support of his ministry. Our financial needs vary depending upon the extent of material blessing. As I prepare this message, I'm aware of the varying degrees of material prosperity among readers, particularly since this ministry has an international reach. This very morning, I received a comment message from a reader in a part of the world where Christians are viciously oppressed. How different his circumstances are than mine, but also in the deepest ways, how similar his needs are to mine.
Of course, in a sense, due to the technology needed to access this material, all readers are probably way better off than many who would have no way of receiving this. However, even among readers, there is a wide range of prosperity in terms of material possessions.
However, the truth of this verse has absolute universal scope, particularly when applied as a spiritual resource. I sure want to see the truth this way. Not merely as an assurance that the Lord will take care of a specific need. Today I want to especially encourage my brothers and sisters facing needs. It may be that you just can't imagine how God will meet the need. May divine assurance well up within you as you consider the marvelous extent of His glorious riches in Christ Jesus as an eternal resource, absolutely sufficient to meet each and every need.
Let's pray. Jesus, when our own familiar and available resources are inadequate, we begin to consider your all-sufficient, inexhaustible resources that you readily provide for your children. When we rely solely on the resources that this world provides, we miss the supernatural provision that you want to supply. Help us to live by faith and not by sight as we call upon you, the giver of all good things.
Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We write these messages each morning from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We then at Brooksine generally edits my work and adds the prayer based upon what I've written, and then we share this podcast. We also send it out to an email list and place it up on a website. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Mentioned I've had problems the last week with the site, but I believe yesterday I moved it to a brand new server. Actually, a Canadian supporter of this ministry named Brad offered me server space on, I don't even know how it works, but he set me up. And boy, is it working well thus far. And thank you, Brad, if you're listening to this, for your help. How encouraging that is. We are very blessed by this ministry, and I referred in the body of the podcast to a message I'd received today, a comment message. It actually is from a reader that I will not identify the country. I'm told that email and web material is screened in certain countries, and thus by even naming the country, although it may not endanger this brother, it may either keep the message from getting in or endanger other Christians. But this is the kind of message that we find so encouraging. He's writing to encourage me as I shared concerning my toil yesterday and my web frustrations. He writes, "Brother Stephen, your labor in the Lord will not be in vain. The more pain you feel, the more meaningful and rewarding it is for us who eagerly await your mails and to those hearers of your sermons everywhere you go. Just imagine the fruit of your labor. The daily encouragement is circulating to so many Christians by personal email in," and he names the country. "Others may keep on forwarding it to the entire Middle East," so I am identifying it as a Middle Eastern country, "as people were blessed by the messages and the inspiring prayers of your wife, Brooksine. More power to you, brother, to withstand any kind of pain. God bless you." Actually, the pain is so minimal. I was referring not to any physical pain, but the hassles I've had with the website. I consider my brothers and sisters who really know what pain is all about and understand for the Lord. But thank you, my brother, for sharing this. I don't know whether he listens to the podcast or not. He sent along with his note a photo of he and a group of other workers in that country that are having a Bible study. Again, from my readings, I would believe they are in various ways challenged in their stand for the Lord and risking just having that Bible study. On the site today, I also have a link to that song I shared a portion of from. The song is called Enough. I think it's a Chris Tomlin song, and there's an audio I found on another site. This song sure stirs my heart and floods me with assurance regarding that which matters most. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Go to the site today, the 2nd of June, and you will find, or if you need to go to the archive for today, you'll find a link to that particular song that should play well on your computer. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and encouraged.